So time to look ahead to the conference next year, and it's a pretty poorly kept secret, but it's going to be in Madrid next October. Spain, like Britain, is a transit and destination country for trafficking, with the majority of victims forced to work, as here, in the sex trade, but a significant number of men forced to work in agriculture. It has similar source countries to the UK, Romania, Nigeria, and Russia, increasingly, but of course, because of the language, a significant number also from Latin America. So to give us an insight into Spain's national plan to counter trafficking and how law enforcement works with the church and NGOs in addressing the needs of victims, we are going to hear now from the Director General of the Spanish National Police, Dr. Ignacio Cosido Gutierrez.
So thank you very much for your kind presentation and also the opportunity to explain the effort that the Spanish police is doing fighting against this human trafficking. And I would like also to congratulate to all the organizers of this meeting. Really will be very difficult to organize so well in Madrid. So the level is very top. So we will try to do the best that we will do. So this morning in the hotel, I asked myself what we are doing here. No? Saturday morning, the weather is close to the Spanish weather. But far off our home, far off our families, today is my wedding anniversary. So, and I think that we are here because we believe in three things. First, we believe that human trafficking is the newest slavery form of the 21st century. We are here because we would like to fight against the worst crime that probably you can commit against humanity. And we are here because we know that this is one of the main challenges that we have to affront, like police, but also like societies. The Spanish police, in fact, we had five top priorities at this moment. Terrorism, also the cybercrime, the human trafficking, the economic crime and the fight against corruption, and also the violence against women and also in the families, inside the families. And for me, it will be very difficult to establish which is the most priority of these five. I think these five are in the same level. So, because that is, it's very important what we are doing here. There are some figures, but very, very few figures about the dimension of the problem. Here we insist very much that economic dimension is one of the main questions that we have to front. So this is the United Nations, European Union, and also a Spanish calculation about this, the money that produced with this kind of criminal activity. After narcotics, drugs, and after weapons, human trafficking is the most business activity for organized crime in the world. And it gives some idea about not only the economic dimension, but also the human dimension of this drama. Well, the legal framework, I would say, from the international point of view, I think that we have enough tools, that we have a good legal framework to try to fight against this kind of criminality. What is more important for me is which is the legislation in each one of our own countries. If really we adopt these international recommendations in our own legislation and mainly in our criminal legislation. And I must say, Spain did. I think we have really a good legal framework to fight against this criminality in terms of the definition, the means, and also the target of this criminal activity. In April 2013, we decided to push a new plan to fight against human trafficking. Why? Well, Spanish police has been a good job in the last 10-20 years fighting against this phenomenon. But personally, when I take possession of this responsibility as Director General of National Police in Spain, I saw two things. First, that we could do more, and secondly, that we need some new approach to the problem. And I will say that the key of this new plan that we launched in 2013 are three main points. First, to focus very much on the victims and not only in the criminals. Secondly, to look for the cooperation with the civil society and mainly with non-governmental organizations that they were working very much and very strong in this field. And thirdly, that it's not enough for the police to investigate this crime. We can do much more in terms of prevention of this kind of criminality. So we put this new plan, and you have here which are the main points of this new plan. The results of this plan, I must say, has been really a success. Practically, we multiply by two, in some cases by three, the number of operations, detains, etc. Yes, I don't want to be bored, but you have here one of the main figures of the results of this plan. It's more 400 operations, almost 1,300 arrested people. We detect more than 16,000 potential victims. Also, more than 1,000 offers of recovery and reflection to the victims. Almost 2,000 communications, both to a special phone that we have 24 hours, 365 days per year, and also to this email that is very attended by specialist police in order to manage this information. So, really, we are happy with the results of this first plan. More figures, more than 800 joint actions with labor inspectorate, which is very, very important, and also a lot of contacts with NGOs, organizations and institutions, victims freedom from this, and also the economic dimension again, almost 14 million euros that we take from this organization. Well, we achieve these excellent figures, but mainly, and I would like to emphasize that, because the compromise, the implication, and the enthusiasm of many hundreds of policemen in Spain, that they are working very strong in this because they believe very much in it. And I would like to mention the leadership of José María Moreno, who is here with us, with his command and his leadership. He improved a lot the possibility that this plan will be a success. But we thought also that that was not enough, that we would like to do more. And we think in a second phase of this plan, with two main goals in these new plans. No? First is try to prevent better, and also the awareness, the detection of the victims. I would like to say three agreements that we are trying to achieve at this moment in terms of prevention. First one, we are talking, and I hope we can sign early, an agreement with the main communications companies in Spain in order to send 40 million messages to all the users of mobile phones. Well, we are not talking just about human trafficking. We can also do about the violence against women or other, you know, social problems that we have. But these companies put for offer to the police the possibility of this kind of massive communication through message in our phones. Secondly, I sent a letter to the main newspapers in Spain in order to introduce a police advice in the page in when they offer this kind of personal contacts and also sexual services, an advice of police that you must be careful because you can be accomplice of this kind of activities of human trafficking. Well, it don't work in so well. I have some answers, but I hope that we have answer of more newspapers. And third, we will try to also to achieve an enrichment with Google and with other big internet companies, in the sense that when you are looking for this kind of services or personal contacts, again, could have a banner saying, well, be careful, the police is controlling that you will not be involved in any activity of human trafficking. That is almost more difficult than with the Spanish newspaper, but we are going to try it. And the main goal of all these actions is young people, because at least in Spain, we observe that the main consumers of this kind of services that could be involved in human trafficking for sexual exploitation, really, they are very young. So our goal is try to create consensus in these very young people. Well, more points in this new plan. The universities, it's very important, at least in three stands. First, in the training and education of the police who are very specialized in to fight this crime, but also to research and to know better what is the problem, what is the dimension and the complexity of this problem. And also, if I can say so, is to win the intellectual battle, to win the battle of the ideas, and for that is very, very important, the role of the universities. And we have also some agreements with some Spanish universities to fight together against this. Also, to sign international bilateral protocols. We know that the problem begins many times, at least in Spain, far off our borders, and we know that the solution begins in many cases far off our borders. So we would like to sign a special agreement against human trafficking with all those countries which we have signed treaties against organized crime, so to put the focus in this human trafficking. And also we would like to have the experience of the police here in United Kingdom, and also the church are working with the Nigerian authorities and in Nigerian church. We would like to use this experience for some Latin American country in which we could work together to protect it, but also to investigate this kind of human trafficking. Well, more new points in this second phase plan. It's important for me to increase activities in risky places. What we observe is when we push very much pressure in, for instance, the clubs in the roads or in towns which are dedicated to prostitution, and we control them very much, well, the criminal organization, they look new forms. So they are going now more to private houses and, you know, and flats, in which it's much more difficult to control this kind of activities. So we need more intelligence, and we need work more with NGOs and with citizens in order to have the information in which places could be some sexual exploitation or labor exploitation or any kind of human trafficking. And also I mentioned the bilateral cooperation, but I think this is really a global problem. So the role of Interpol, well, we had the speech of Europol. I think the leadership of this organization, it's very important to be really effective. And also, of course, this group, Santa Marta Group, I think could be help a lot in order to exchange experience and also to cooperate better in this field. And in the last meeting with the directors of Latin American police, we created also an expert network about human trafficking. I think all that we could do in multilateral field could be very necessary and useful to fight. And of course, I said something about the battle in the ideas battle. The battle is also in internet. That's you know, the future. So you know that the Spanish police is the leader police in the world in the use of social networks in internet. We are using very massive these tools in order to prevention and also in order to investigation. You could see the figures, the number of communication from citizens that we are receiving, and with this information, we can do a very good job. No? So I don't want to extend more, just to say that I hope we could inform you, all of you, about the results of this second phase that we are beginning in January, in next meeting that we will have in Madrid. Really, this meeting in London was a great experience. I learned a lot, and we have many ideas how organize this meeting in Madrid, so we could continue it and pushing this great initiative that the Pope Francisco launched. So thank you very much indeed.